Dr. Javier detaining the clinic now on Roman Talamantes, Roman R-O-M-A-N, Talamantes, T-A-L-A-M-A-N-T-E-S, M-A-N-T-E-S, T-A-L-A-M-A-N-T-E-S, birthday 9/25/15, dictation 10/6. Patient seen in office with history of a cough for the past 2 days. With gagging and throwing up, slightly decreased appetite, without temperature, or trouble breathing. According to mother, has history of autism, and in the past when he has had upper respiratory infections, he has had difficulty with coughing, gagging, and throwing up, without history of pneumonia. Review of symptoms, otherwise not contributory, past medical history, autism, attends the speech therapy at school and gives occupational therapy, at Texas Children's. Social and family history not contributory, this goes in. Pile of signs within normal image, general appearance, patient in no acute distress, head, eyes, ears, nose, and throat, slight erythema of pharynx, neck supple without masses, lungs with scattered bronchi without rales or wheezing, abdomen heart rate rhythm without murmurs or gallop, abdomen soft without again negative tenderness, bowel sounds normal active, back no severe tenderness, extremities, negative for negative for tenderness of joints, painful range of motion, dependent edema, skin without rashes or discoloration, neurological evident autism with restricted abilities. Being treated. Patient had strep test performed in office, which was negative. The impression is upper respiratory infection with pharyngitis, autism by history. Patient given prescription for chewable amoxicillin per mother's request. Doesn't tolerate fluids or liquids. Discuss cough suppressant that didn't feel like it would be necessary. Patient to follow up with pediatrician and as needed, seek emergency care, Texas Children's Hospital, if warranted. Thank you, Dr. Halberdier. Thank you, Dr. Halberdier.